Israel's defense minister Ehud Barak has once more repeated his threats against Lebanon, vowing a relentless military attack against the country should the Lebanese resistance movement Hezbollah try to avenge the assassination of its former top commander Imad Mughniyeh in a car bomb attack in Damascus last February. Barak vehemently stressed that any attack on the part of Hezbollah would lead to severe consequences. He added that the Lebanese government would be held responsible in case of a Hezbollah attack, since the resistance movement is part of this government. Israel has never officially claimed responsibility for the assassination of Mughniyeh, but Hezbollah's leader Sayyid Hassan Nasrallah has repeatedly accused the Israeli Mossad of having been behind this attack.
The Israelis are living the threat of a possible retaliation since the assassination. The response to the assassination of Imad Mughniyeh would be to punish the killers and to safeguard others. However, we will not comment on the time or place or how and so on.
Barak also expressed concern that Hezbollah may have obtained advanced weapons such as anti-aircraft missiles from Syria since the end of the July 2006 war. But analysts believe that Barak's threats and hostile rhetoric towards Hezbollah and its regional allies are an attempt to gain on his political rivals prior to the Israeli elections to be held on the 10th of February. Barak is considered the mastermind behind the war in Gaza, but opinion polls suggest that head of the Likud party, Benjamin Netanyahu, is in the lead in the premiership race.
It's not surprising, really, because in Israel, elections are always a period when everybody tries to show how tough they are, because they're all playing for their audience. So is Barak, of course. And it's not only elections, it's very severe warnings against Lebanon. It's a very typical tactic of thinking or guessing that something might happen. In this case, that Hezbollah might launch an operation in revenge, to take revenge for Imad Mughniyeh's killing. So by doing that, they're hoping that there'll be enough pressure in Lebanon on Hezbollah not to do anything.
Consequently, Israeli newspapers have announced that Israel is taking precautionary steps for protecting Israeli institutions worldwide, including embassies and delegations. And according to the Israeli daily Yedioth Ahronot, the military has also placed its forces on high alert. Although a year has passed since the assassination of the Lebanese resistance movement commander Imad Mughniyeh, it seems that all future events are still related to this figure, along with the probability of a confrontation between both Lebanon and Israel, by which the latter describes as imminent. Nadine Mazloum, Press TV, Beirut.